Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So one of the dramas playing itself out under the radar here in Detroit is what the hell Reese Olson did to make all his teammates hate him. Reese Olson yesterday handed a 4-2 lead off to a very good bullpen.
Should have been a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, and then between that and the defense after that and the base running after that and the bullpen pitching, who I don't even want to get mad at because they've been so good right at times this year. You know, I just wonder, going into yesterday, Reese Olson had made 6 starts, okay? In those 6 starts, he had gone 33 1/3. In that 33 1/3, when he was the pitcher of record, okay, the Detroit Tigers had scored 2 runs.
That's unbelievable. 2 runs in games he pitched while he's actually pitching. So not what ends up being the game total, but when he's in the game pitching those 5 1/3 innings.
Yep.
They scored a total. Not each outing.
No.
Not each outing.
No.
Total of 2 runs in 6 starts for him while he was pitching.
While he was pitching, the Tiger offense had produced 2 runs in 6 starts. That was going into yesterday.
That's insane.
Now, yesterday he scored 4.
Hey.
But in those 6 starts, once he was relieved and the bullpen took over, in those same games, they went 21 2/3 of bullpen work and a Reese Olson start. They scored 11 runs for the bullpen.
I think it's a great question to ask. Do the guys have AJ Hinch tomorrow? Or do they have? I don't know when they have him next, but I think it's a great question to ask. Although the Tigers are home, maybe I'll ask him myself. Why does a team hate Reese Olson? What do you mean?
Well, so they finally support him.
Scores for him, man.
They finally support him, and then when he hands the 4-2 lead off, they don't score anymore, and they blow the lead.
I mean, it happened early too. The should have been double play. McKinstry makes the play at third, guns it over to second base to start the double play, and Abanez just takes his eyes off of it. It hits him in the glove and bounces off. Everybody's safe. And what should have been 2 outs and nobody on base turns into no outs, 2 on, and they end up getting the runs across.
Yep.
It was brutal. And then you mentioned, you know, what happened later on. You've got a guy in the 8th inning, guy takes off to steal the base. Jake Rogers steps up, throws it into center field, like airmailed it. That leads to an unearned run. And then you get Chafin coming in, and gives up a home run on a pretty well-located pitch. Wasn't the best location, but not bad.
That might have been wind-blown.
Yeah, it might have been.
Because I got to tell you, it sounded wind-blown.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sorry, right, because you're not watching the game. So I'm watching the game. So here's what I saw on the screen. When he gives it up and he looks up and sees where it's going, he mouthed the words, "You gotta be..." And then
blanking.
No, the word was just blank. It was like, "You gotta be blank," but it was the word that begins with blanking. It was kind of funny to see his reaction. Yet at the same time, it's like, what happened? Did that just happen? Yeah, that just happened. And then you go to extra innings. Javi Baez at second base, nobody out, and then the first ball is hit to the ground, and he goes, and it was valeted. And he runs towards third base and realizes, wait a minute, I shouldn't have done that because it was hit right to the shortstop. And then he gets picked off at second base. And I suppose it didn't really matter because then it was a wild pitch and Valade gets to second base anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could have had a wild pitch where you would have had the runner already at second and he gets to third base and then you're in business again. But Clase finished things off throwing over 100 miles an hour. It was a bad finish to what should have been a very rewarding game for Reese Olson, who is yet to win.
And salvaging something of this road trip where they come home 1-5. So it's really hard to look at this team and say, hey, they're going to compete here when they just went and played their two toughest series of the year and went 1-5. I suppose they still can't compete. It's not, you know, we said it before the series. There's going to be a lot of baseball played after this early May series. But it felt like as big a May road trip as you could have for a team trying to prove themselves, and they did not prove themselves.
No, but they have plenty of time to prove themselves here because, as we know, they're still above 500. Schedule is changing. The next 18 games, 15 of them are against teams with losing records. The other three games are against the Kansas City Royals. Of the 18 games, 12 of them are at home. This is getting to the end of the month. This is through the 29th of May, and then they've got games at Boston starting on the 30th of May. They have a golden opportunity right here to take advantage of the schedule. That is if you're a good baseball team. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they are, but I think this stretch will tell us. Because if they end up with this stretch and they go like 9-9 during that stretch or 10-8,
yeah,
tells me they're kind of what they are, a 500 baseball team, maybe a little bit better, and that's okay, but it's really not where we want them to be. We were hoping to take a bigger step forward this year after winning the 77 or 78 games last year, whatever it was. You're hoping to get beyond that. But if they end up going, you know, 12-6 in these 18 games or 13-5, what a difference 13-5 makes.
Dude.
I mean, seriously, then you'd be 9 games above 500 going into the series against Boston, and we're like, okay, This team is good. Not great, but good. We'll see what they do in these next 18 games. If the bats wake up, it was nice to see Colt Keith rip a line drive base hit to drive in a run. It was nice to see Spencer Torkelson rip a base hit up towards the gap. Those are good signs.
So, look, as we take inventory of where this team is, we can kind of see the formula that they are in a position to try and work to win games. Really good starting pitching. Now, let's start with all good teams need starting pitching and need good starting pitching. If you're planning on competing, you need good starting pitching. So this isn't earth-shattering analysis, Stengel. Like, you know, I got it. Everybody who's trying to compete needs good starting pitching. Some teams need it more than others. Some teams can't overcome a bad outing by a starter. Some teams are more adept at doing that. Tigers aren't. Tigers need great bullpen work. And they've got it. They've got the guys. They got the manager. It seems to have a good use of the bullpen. And they mostly get good. They didn't get great bullpen work yesterday. They also need a defense that doesn't hurt them. Earlier in the year, when the sample size was really small, the Tigers led the league in defensive runs saved. Now they're 10th. Their fielding percentage is actually bottom third. They need to play decent defense. If you say, all right, they got the good starting pitching, they didn't get the bullpen work, and they didn't get the defense, then yesterday's loss shouldn't be a surprise. They need to check at least two, if not all three of those boxes to be competitive. Because I just don't think we can sit here and expect them to be a great offensive team. So how do they craft ways to wins? They do those other things correctly.
Well, you got to play kind of mistake-free, and they did not do that. A.J. Hinch said afterwards that we just made too many mistakes. You know, base-running mistakes, obviously, fielding mistakes. And I think you can, if you want to blame the manager and say, for one thing, I guess there's one thing I can nitpick on it is, why take Reese Olson out? Mm-hmm. He had thrown, I think, 89 pitches in the game and had retired 14 in a row. I forget who the pitcher was. Was it Scuba last time out, or was it Flaherty? It may have been Flaherty.
Flaherty had the strikeout game.
He had all these great strikes, and they took him out. We were doing the show from Comerica Park, and we had the soundbite from him. He's like, yeah, he was gassed. He was totally gassed. I don't know if Reese Olson was gassed, you know, because it wasn't like he was striking everybody out to get there. 89 pitches and a guy that retired 14 in a row, I wouldn't think it's gassed, and maybe let him go in the seventh inning. They didn't. AJ's done a great job with this bullpen all season long. I can't really question. It's just a nitpick for me.
Yep.
I would like to see the starting pitchers get closer to 100 on a more consistent basis. But maybe this is just the adjustment of baseball again, where we're before it used to be, hey, and I'm not going to go back to the 60s. I'm going to go back like 10 years. Pitchers would throw 115 pitches, 120 pitches, and then you're like, hey, that's a lot of pitches. Maybe you got to take them out. And now it seems like 100 is the standard. Like, that's getting high at 100 pitches.
You know what I think it might be? I think it might be, I got this badass bullpen. I can't wait to use it.
Could be. Yeah. Could be.
248-539-9797. Have you seen the Twitter poll we sent out by chance?
No.
Okay. We asked fans, and I want you to think about it. Fans can go vote right now at DunGator971. We've got a decent sample size. Do you love this team? Do you like this team? Do you not like this team? Or do you hate this team?
Wow.
People have been voting all morning. I want you to think about what do you think the results look like. And we'll get to that coming up at 11:48. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson. Don't forget, second half of the hour, you hear Brad Holmes talk about the wide receiver position. Do they need to add one to the room? 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.